Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurture. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you please invite others to join as well. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will come from Brother Bryant Tansel. He has overwhelmed us all with his awesome, awesome messages over the past few weeks, so I know that this is also going to be a good one without a doubt. His message today is entitled, No Turning Back, and comes from Galatians chapter 4, verse 9. Stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourself that quiet corner, and listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Following his message, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Good morning. Thank you so much, Danielle, and good morning to all of you out there. I always want to say thank you to Danielle. She just has the most gracious introductions and prepares you to get ready to deliver the word. So thank you so much. Another absolutely beautiful day given to us by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is June the 19th, 2020, a day here we call Juneteenth. So happy Juneteenth. How will you celebrate Juneteenth? There's a lot of things going on. There's community walks, public readings, church gatherings, barbecues, and then just people getting together over the web. So as we get into Juneteenth, I have looked up and researched quite a bit of information there, but I found a few paragraphs that kind of tell us exactly what happened there. So let me just bear with me here for a second. I got a couple I want to read to you. So what is Juneteenth? Most people are familiar with the celebration and history behind the 4th of July. However, when the United States became free in 1776, black people weren't freed from slavery at that time. In fact, black people were not declared free for another 87 years. And even still, it took an additional 2 years behind Abraham Lincoln's signing of the Emancipation Proclamation for the last enslaved people to be freed in Galveston, Texas. So on June the 19th, 1865, which is called Juneteenth, is the oldest national celebrated commemoration of the ending of slavery in the United States. In spite of the proclamation symbolic importance, African-American emancipation has come neither quickly nor easily. Frederick Douglass declared that January 1st, 1863, was the most memorable day in the American annals. Aware, however, of the difficulties of achieving freedom, Douglass further commented, "The slave will yet remain, in some sense, a slave long after the chains are taken from his limbs." So that required Mr. Douglass to look into the future and see what was ahead of us at that time. So as we look at Galatians 4 and verses 9, our lesson for today, it says, "But now that you have come to know God, or rather to be known by God, how can you turn back again to the weak and the worthless elementary principles of the world, whose slaves you want to be once more?" So as we think about, you know, we talked about Juneteenth earlier, there was also the Tulsa race massacre. And this is a city where black folks built their own Wall Street, their own, a lot of their own businesses. It was a symbol of wealth and prosperity. You know that things kind of jumped off there after a white lady had claimed someone had touched her in the elevator or looked at her the wrong way. You know, this was just very common for these things back then. You couldn't look people in the eye, and, you know, we were just treated unfairly. So we don't want to turn to those times. You know, we're in the last throes and the last gasp of people that want to hang on to those type of situations. But There's no turning back, folks. We are here. We're in the battle. We're in the fight. We're awake. We're conscious. We're doing everything we can to move this country and this world forward. So you had the Tulsa Race Massacre, 400 years of bondage, redlining, Jim Crow, voter suppression, police brutality, and school segregation. So if you think about school segregation, I want to elevate that conversation just a little bit and get you to think about the future. If you think about the future of tech dominance in the world, China outnumbers the United States in STEM graduates 8-1. And by 2030, it's going to be 15-1. Now, I said in 2030, it's going to be 15-1. So, how long will we hold on to our tech advantage? You tell me. In the state of Georgia, we spent about $10,205 per pupil looking at some recent data. And that ranks us number 34, as far as the education spend of all the states. So are we a country that's going to invest in the next generation? Are we a country that's going to hold on to things that we wish were still here like 400 years ago? In 1 Corinthians 16 and 13, it says, be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. Friends, there's no other way to be than to be strong at this time. If you have Corinthians there, if you flip back to chapter 10 and verse 29, it also says, I do not mean your conscience, but his. For why should my liberty be determined by someone else's conscience? That's pretty deep when you think about it. And that makes you think of what's happening today. Why should my liberty be determined by someone else's conscience? And folks, there's a lot of people out there walking around you today that don't have a conscience. So you probably ran into a few of these people out there. As a matter of fact, Martin Luther King once said, the two most dangerous things are sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity. So we know what those mean. I'm going to keep on moving here because I've got a lot of information I'm going to get into every day. In Galatians 5:1, it says, for freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. When you stand firm, you got your shoulders squared, you got your feet planted, ain't nothing going to move you from this spot, not even a hurricane. Like a nice oak tree that was planted 100 years ago, until they come with the chainsaws and the bulldozers to gentrify your subdivision, that oak tree will still be there. So I think this time we'll be ready for it. Another verse I pulled out was Deuteronomy 28, verses 49 and 50. It says, the Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor shew favor to the young. Now, in this verse, they could be talking about COVID, right? That's a language we don't quite understand yet. It's taken us a while to figure it out. I mean, the writing's been on the wall from other countries, and we want to blaze our own trail sometimes, and it causes more hurt and suffering than it should. Also, it makes you wonder, are they talking about folks who are trying to hold you back or hold you down? You know, you could go a few ways with that verse. So in 1 Chronicles 16 and 35, it says, and say ye, save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us together, and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to thy holy name and glory in thy praise. Anyone see any heathens out there? There may be a few at the top of your mind there, or there may be a few that's elevating themselves on the way up a little bit higher than where they were. But, folks, we have a lot of work to do out here. So let me get right to the final items I have for you today. I started thinking about some books I could read to kind of help keep me educated about what's going on. And I'm going to find time to start reading a few of these each week. There's some books I've been researching. It'll help help to understand where some people against us are coming from. If we understand where we came from, we have been intentionally miseducated, undereducated, and it's up to us to read, R-E-A-D, read our way out of this, strategize our way out of this, plan our way out of this, and act our way out of this. The most important one is to act. After all the talking is done and reading is done, somebody has to do something. There was a quote from Fannie Lou Hamer that said, "You can pray until you faint, but if you don't get up and try to do something, God ain't going to put it in your lap. You can pray all you want when the food is right there at your table, but if you don't pick up your fork and put it in your mouth, you're probably going to starve to death." Here's a few books I want you to put at the top of your reading list. We have about 5 minutes left. Number one is the Bible. Number two is one that they're talking about on TV, How to Be an Anti-Racist. There's a lot of people that's been sitting on the sidelines, and they need to get active and involved too. We need all hands on deck to stamp this out. So this is no time to be an anonymous donor to a major foundation or to stay hidden. If you're walking in faith and the spirit like you should, then show people who you are. We need your voice right now. There's another book called White Fragility. I would also recommend Stamped from the Beginning, Slavery by Another Name, and also They Came Before the Mayflower. These are a few to get you warmed up there. So it's good to understand a little bit about what happened and how we got to where we were today. We seem to fight the same enemies over and over and over and over, perpetual from one generation to the next. In James 2 and 26, it says, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." Now, I was reading Deuteronomy 28 last night, and I got down there to verse 28 and number 6, and I kind of chuckled there when I read it. But it's a great read there if you haven't read Deuteronomy. But when you pick up 28 and verse 6, it says, "Blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out." And on the contrary side of that, if you look down at verse 19, it says, "Cursed shall thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shall thou be when thou goest out." You ever thought about saying that to somebody? It might be something you can put in your arsenal to keep everything PG-13, but, which Deuteronomy do you want? You want the good one? You want the bad one? You know, there's a couple ways to say different things to folks that are on both sides of that coin. So I've got some breaking news for you here this morning about blessings coming your way. Let's end on a good note. From technology companies, big box stores, clothing and accessory brands, foundations. So number one, the Tubman Museum in Macon, Georgia is going to hold an in-movie screening to celebrate Juneteenth on the 20th, which is tomorrow at 8 p.m. So you can look up the TubmanMuseum.com. As you know, this week, NASCAR banned the Confederate flag. We were notified that that's going to be removed from all of their symbols. Also, the Netflix CEO, Reed Hastings, donated $120 million to support historically black colleges and universities. PepsiCo launches $7 million initiative to help the U.S. communities hardest hit by COVID. And Walmart announced that it would continue $100 million over 5 years to create a new center for racial equality. So, not bad, $100 million when you made $535 billion last year. We'll take it, but we still have a long way to go, folks. The Home Depot CEO, Craig Menear, announced a $1 million donation to the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights under law in a statement released on the company website. Not bad, Home Depot. We'll take that $1 million, given the fact you made $112 billion last year. But wait, there's more. I mentioned a couple weeks ago that the Lord wants us to be in business. So who out there can write grants? Boy, this is the time to write grants and get those pencils working, if you haven't before. Think of a way to reach out to these large foundations, write some grants, and do some good work for the Lord. So I'm going to end in a closing prayer, and I thank you for listening today. Lord, thank you so much for the lovely souls represented here today. Thank you so much for allowing us to celebrate Juneteenth as a holiday and freeing the last 250,000 people who were not told that they were free. Thank you, Lord, for freeing us on this call. A sister this week asked for traveling grace. We pray that you're still with her family. We pray for the members that have had COVID. We pray for health, strength, and financial gain during this time, that we can keep our families together. Go out there, have a great weekend, have a safe weekend, and may God bless you all. Amen.